Hello, everyone. Welcome back to day number 15 of our Lenten journey as we reflect upon St. Alphonsus's Lenten sermons. Guess who's back?
Yes, I'm so glad to be back. I actually kind of felt bad that I missed yesterday's video. I probably could have tried harder and did it, but it was just a little bit of a hectic day, so.
You were just doing mummy duties.
Yeah, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. I guess. Anyhow, I thought Ken did a great job. I loved the shame thing.
I'm glad you're here. So, you or me. Now, St. Bernard says that it is as difficult for a habitual sinner to rise as for one who has fallen under a heavy stone and who has not strength sufficient to remove it, to free himself from it. He rises with difficulty who is pressed down by the mass of a bad habit. So one thing that stood out to me is the difficulty of getting rid of a bad habit and how it just seems to press us down and constrict us. I think we can all relate with that. But my mind went to the necessity, therefore, of mortification. Because mortifications give us that strength to be able to resist temptations. If you can take this analogy another step further, so the bad habit is like a stone upon a man's back, and to press up, to get up, he has a lot of difficulty. Where mortifications are practicing little push-ups. So that we get strength to deal with the bad habit that's on our back. And if we wish to rid ourselves of bad habits, but are unwilling to do any mortification, then that's all it is wishing, wishful thinking. Because I think, as we see with St. Alphonsus, we got to do the work. We have to do self-mortification to gain that strength and that self-control.
It actually reminds me of Advent. Ken and I, we were at Mass with our family, and the priest had said that Advent is a penitential time, and certain sins require mortification in order to combat them. And it made me think of like something that I was dealing with, and I really felt like we needed to do some fasting. And so we did do fasting during Advent, and it actually helped us now for this Lent to do it again. And I feel like it has brought tremendous freedom in different areas of my life. Because all those little acts of penance have like helped me to build those muscles, like you were just saying. So I'm just so grateful that the priest had mentioned that in his homily.
So here's something to consider. You're struggling with something and you pray. What's the better prayer? God, make it easier, or God, make me better? I think the better prayer would be, God, make me stronger. Give me the strength. Because then when we are struggling with that same thing later down the road, we've actually grown in that virtue and grown in the strength to deal with it instead of God, oh, just make my life easier. God does indeed bless, but his pressing business is not to make our life easier. It's to make us holy.
There is a remedy, but you must not expect a miracle of grace. You must, on your side, do violence to yourself. You must fly from dangerous occasions, avoid bad company, and resist when you are tempted, recommending yourself to God. You must make use of proper means, going frequently to confession, reading every day a spiritual book, practicing devotion to the Blessed Virgin, praying constantly to her that she may obtain for you strength not to relapse.
We have solutions.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Like, wow, finally, like some concrete, what can we, not finally, I mean, I'm super happy with St. Alphonsus, like, he's a saint. Come on. It gives us concrete things of what we can do in order to combat these sins. How to use our time.
Avoid bad company.
Yeah.
That's one thing that stood out to me. I have that same quote. Birds of like colored feathers flock together. So when we got bad habits, we tend to be with the people who have those same bad habits. Sometimes it's necessary to change the company or else we go with the flow.
And honestly, sometimes it's just easier to go along to get along. But if we are serious about our spiritual growth, sometimes we need to be conscientious of who we're spending our time with.
I'll finish that phrase. To go along, to get along, we will find ourselves far gone from Christ. Sometimes it requires us to go against the current.
You've obviously thought about that.
I have thought about that one. So his advice, confession, okay, frequent confession. We've talked about this. Books, what are you reading? You're reading the Doctor of the Church through Lent. You're forming your mind. Wonderful. The Blessed Virgin Mary, consecrating, offering ourselves to her so that she would pray for us. These are just common sense practices that the Church has given us to do. And we just need to do them.
Mm-hmm. Really, it's like living out the Catholic life.
Just living out the Catholic life. But we've watered it down. We've watered these principles down. There's not an urgency anymore. And Lent is a penitential time. So it's a time to refocus. Right. This is what you're doing. This is a win for you. Thank you. Thank you for taking this journey with us.
Yeah, and according to St. Alphonsus, this is the pressing matter, really.
Mm-hmm. And this should be the norm of the Christian life, not the exception to go to confession regularly, to offer ourselves to the Blessed Virgin, to be with good company, to frequent the sacraments, daily prayer, reading spiritual books. These are not the exception. This should be the rule. So in previous videos, we talked about interior mortification. St. Alphonsus shifts and gives us three ways to do that. Today we go through one. Tomorrow, hopefully we get to two. Number one.
The first means is to discover the passion which predominates in our heart. Whoever subdues his predominant passion will easily conquer all other evil inclinations. But he that is under its sway can make no progress in perfection. So what do I have to say about that?
Yeah.
I feel like I've lived this. So I feel like in different times of my life, and like he says, we all have predominant passions. I've noticed that when I don't subdue them, when I don't discipline them, when I don't, like he likes to use, cause violence against ourselves, which I'm still trying to figure out exactly what that means. But
those are just those self-mortifications.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I don't pull in the reins, it gets out of control. Then affects and kind of pollutes my entire life. I see how it does that. It trickles into all aspects of my life. If I don't have control in this one area of my life, I'm now grumpy. I'm now frustrated. I'm short with my kids. I'm angry continuously in my mind. And then that really does, you know, bubble over into everything else.
So he's saying find that predominant passion. Other spiritual writers call it the predominant fault. That one thing that we tend to struggle with more than the other. How to identify that? You know, I don't feel like I got a lot of wisdom for you on that. I'm going to leave it to you. Maybe down the road we can get to it, but ask the Holy Spirit to show you. I mean, I think that's a good starting point. Friends, thanks for watching today. The Rosary link is right up there, and we will see you tomorrow.